year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your soldier. Shout it.
Love puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, many, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuffed and claim the thing? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yeah.
Yo, this dude killing fly. Come on, man.
Good.
Yo, welcome to One Proof Radio. This is Shy Key and GL, episode 31.
Back, man. Been gone for a minute. For a hot little minute. GL was at the finals, I believe.
So now I was in Puerto Rico looking at all the Mexican burritos. All the women. Let me tell you something. Matter of fact, can I talk about my cruise? I went on a cruise.
Tell where rich man GL was at.
Let me tell you. I went on a cruise, right? I didn't know. First of all, let me tell you something. Mexico funky. Y'all think Boswell and Bonnell stink? No. Mexico funky. The water pretty. But everywhere you go in Mexico, that shit smells just like fucking hot sauce. The green kind, too.
The green kind?
Yeah, it cut on.
I know it cut on. I'm saying it didn't help that much.
Oh, shit.
It's already light enough in here.
It's light enough. But anyway, like I say, I went to Mexico, and I didn't know. Let me tell you something about Mexican. I went to this. They make their own chocolate. They grow that shit. They grow it and make it over there. Like they do tequila. Did you know tequila came out of cactus?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I got a $159 bottle of tequila.
For real?
Yeah, it don't burn, no bite, no nothing.
You got I know they say if it has 100% agave in it, it helps.
Yep, it don't burn, it's smooth. Real, real smooth.
Well, how come you ain't cracked open yet, man?
Because it's $159.
What they got doing that thing? You spend more than that. I don't even know you spend your money on it. I ain't gonna lie.
But
it's
sweet. But I get I want to open it up because... I just like to look at it.
There you go.
It's awesome. But I had a good trip, man. It was awesome. That's all I
can
say.
Look. So this dude then went to, you said, where you went again?
Mexico.
Went to Mexico. Dude, they don't even have Taco Bell in Mexico, do they?
No. They said that ain't real taco food.
I've heard that. I mean, Taco Bell ain't nothing but a laxative anyway. That's all it is, a damn laxative.
Yeah, it is. Talk about that food that if you haven't got that, what you say, constipation problems, eat some Taco Bell. You gonna see that machine gun shit. Everybody know that machine gun shit.
So GL, man, gosh, a lot that went on since last time we had a show. What's happening in the postman world, man?
The postman,
I know it's hot as shit out there.
It's hot as fuck. And I got cussed out by an old-ass white man the other day.
What for?
Because I was delivering this package. Stay off my fucking lawn! Why do people care about the grass, man?
Shit, I guess so. If they spend $200 a week on landscaping.
Well, yeah, you're right. And remember, I was on the phone too the other day when I sprayed that dog.
Yeah, you went back to spray him.
I was. I thought that was pretty fucked up.
That was
It was a stray dog. He was friendly. But I had to turn the truck around just to spray him. Give me something to do. I waved the dog to the truck. I petted him, then I sprayed.
You're going to hell for that.
We
all
right. Right.
You're going to have Peter mess us all the way up. Oh, man. Let's see. NBA Finals happened. Kevin Durant beat LeBron.
No, the fucking All-Star team beat LeBron.
Nah, don't put that on. Don't say that. Don't act like LeBron's out there by itself.
I ain't going to say that.
Y'all see that. Y'all quit all that. He had some help. His team wasn't as good as Golden State.
That's why I want to hit him.
But it ain't like it was. It wasn't nobody on there. All right, you got somebody want to call in and chop it up with us? Where you from and what's your name, partner?
Oh, man, I'm from the Bay Area, man. You know, it's Polo out here, man.
Polo Junkie. What's up, my boy?
Yeah, man, you know.
Get
everything good. Yeah, man, it's just hot out here, but everything good.
Once I mentioned the Bay, I knew you had to call.
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't even see you mention it, man, but, you know, I saw the little Instagram, and that's some little topic that be touching home to a nigga like me all the time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. What you want to speak on? You go ahead and let us know what's going on, bro.
You asked him about it.
Oh, shit. Well, man, let me speak on it. I'm speaking on pretty much the support. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to support you because they talk on you so much. But it's not really that. They just, like, say you got a girl, right?
Right.
And she's not one of them type of girls that say, I think, you know, that like girls or that understand that people are going to show you love, male or female. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you a good person, you go get love. You feel me? You go get hugs. You go get Instagram messages, likes, you know what I'm saying? Because they fuck with you. You get what I'm saying? You go get fans.
Hold on.
You feel me?
Hold on. Give me a minute. I know what you're talking about now. Let me tell them what you're talking about. Because they didn't, everybody ain't saying it. I posted something on Instagram, and it pretty much says, you know, it's not that they don't want to support you. It's that they didn't talk so bad about your ass, they can't even, you know, they can't even do it. They can't support you because they didn't talk too much shit. So that's what I was talking about. So, Polo, go ahead and let them know what you're talking about again.
Yeah. So what I was pretty much saying is, like, when you got a female, you know what I'm saying, she want to support you, but it's like she don't want you to do that good because she's still in the back of her mind. If she do that good, she go find you go find someone better. You go move somewhere. You go really do it moving. You know what I'm saying? So they be like, they kind of hamper you. They kind of don't let you go chase this money that you're supposed to chase, or they stress you about going to do this. When you really doing it right, when you really trying to chase that bag and get your family situated, they want you to be around me or the attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, text me. Text me about bullshit for hella hours. Like, you know, I'm out here trying to get this money. Why you want me to, you know what I'm saying? And it's not because they don't care. It's just like they don't want you to be that successful. They want you to be successful enough to only need and be around them. You get what I'm saying? They know if you own, you might act different. But a real nigga ain't going to act different. You feel me? He go spoil his girl. You get what I'm saying? But they don't understand that. You know?
No.
So that's why I was calling in. You know what I'm saying? It's like they love you to a certain extent. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, but a real one, you feel me, a real man, a real woman, like, a real human go want the world for you. You feel me? They go want that woman to buy your record or come to your show. But they're not going to be like, oh, who is that bitch? Oh, why that bitch like your picture? Because she supposed to like me. Nigga, I'm fly, bitch. That's why she like me. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a bum. I'm not a, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here, you know, really whipping in these streets, really fucking around, you know, really bumping shoulders, you know what I'm saying, really networking. It's like, motherfuckers like that. They post it like that. You get what I'm saying? That's better than a bitch saying, oh, you ain't shit. You a fuck boy. Won't be one won't. A bitch will like that, though. A bitch will be like, ooh. You feel me? She'll like that. She'll like that drama shit, but let a bitch show you some love.
Oh,
how you know my nigga? All in her DM. I'm like, nigga, I don't even know this bitch. She's from Atlanta. I never met her. She like my music, though.
But I want to get to know her.
Yeah, I could get to. I know she might send me something, man. She might fly us out there. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Shit. You know, she might send me a bag. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
You know, so I'm just saying, like, out there, all the people, you know, that's listening, man, just whoever you with, no matter the time, man, support them to the fullest. You get what I'm saying? Don't be half-stepping it. If you half-stepping it, just get out the relationship. Don't be, you know, trying to hinder shit. You know what I'm saying? If you go support them, support them. If not, just do it move then. You know what I'm saying? Be single. Don't be wasting. Because when you waste your time, you waste that nigga time. Now you wasting everybody's time. That's like, if I got 5 years with a bitch, that's really 10 years. You know, that's 10 years of wasted motherfucking time. You get what I'm saying? That's 10 years. That's a lot of years to be just, you know, texting me and tripping off Instagram. Man, you know what I wish? I wish there was no social media. That's what's fucked up about this shit. People don't even know how to talk to people and be real and go outside no more because of social media, man. That's another topic, though. You know what I mean? I have a bitch not worry about what the cops can do to me and I'm getting pulled over. She'll worry about likes on my Instagram before that.
Right.
You know, a bitch won't even brush her teeth before she get an alert in her phone to go check her Facebook. Like, man, go wash your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, goddamn. You know,
I'll tell you one thing,
but
Paul.
You know, Shaquito, man, I miss, bro, man. You know, I got to come out. You still in Alabama, man?
Yeah, man, come see us, man. It's summer. This
man,
time.
I got to come out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to come fuck with you, man. You know what I'm saying? Say what's up to Vine. You know what I'm talking about?
Vic, he probably ain't going to remember
me. Polo. He Polo now. He been Polo for a long time, man. He been Polo for a long time.
Oh yeah, man. It's, you know, I've been trying to, you know what I'm saying, international polo around this motherfucker though, man.
Yeah, man, come on, holler at us, man. I'm still the same. If not, you know, you can reach me on, we just talked about it, social media.
Oh yeah, man, you know, I'm definitely, you know, check me out, you know, polo_junkie, you know what I'm saying, a real one. From the Bay to the A, and I ain't talking about Atlanta, I'm talking about Bama, you know, talk about A. All
right, my boy.
But all right, it's all love, man. And I definitely tap in with you, though, because I will be, you know, coming to the South in, you know, a little bit of time. So, you know.
Appreciate
it. Definitely cross paths.
All right,
man. Stay rocking, y'all. Hell
be
yeah.
Safe. Yep.
Shout out to the Bay.
Shout out to old Polo. I ain't heard from Polo in a little minute. You know, and he was talking, you know, it kind of sounded like it was a tangent, but he was referring to a post I put on Instagram earlier about the show. It was just more so just talking about getting support and who ain't supporting y'all, that kind of stuff.
Hey,
like
I appreciate the support. Hey, I had motherfuckers I known all my life still ain't called in.
Yeah, man, this dude calling
from the Bay.
Calling all the way from the Bay. All right, let's see, what was we at?
I don't know.
It's good. It's good to hear we talking about the finals. I thought, because, you know, he's from the Oakland area, the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's obviously where, you know, the Warriors, you know what I'm saying, they won. I thought he was talking about them. I mean, we didn't really learn too much about the finals. We didn't learn, I mean, you know, we learned.
We learned these NBA teams, scattering. They're trying hard to create a super team.
Only thing that we learned was Kevin Durant here actually worse than LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron, you see LeBron laid his head off. You see LeBron challenge?
I heard about it, though.
Oh, man. LeBron head, every of just shave your nut and looked at it.
Nah, man.
Just shave your balls and look at it.
I'm scared. I mean, because if you was, man, we talking all off, you know, we talking all off subject. Nah, just saying, nah, I've never shaved, you know, too low. Yeah, use some clippers, you're gonna bite yourself. Go ahead. Hey, girl, get down there. Anyway, what the fuck is going on with you? You know what I'm saying? If you use a razor, you're gonna have to
get down there first.
I hear you. So, during the finals, our favorite Caillou, our favorite bald headed chick, she gonna post her whole pussy on Instagram.
I loved it. Well, they had a little hair on too then.
A little hair? She got more hair on her pussy than her head.
Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. Way more. And the carpet don't match the drapes.
It don't. I was wondering, like, why she didn't paint that blonde or dye that blonde too.
I don't know. But she is thick. And you told me that she go 21 Savage.
Yeah, she been out with 21 Savage. Let me tell you something. How in the fuck did 21 Savage got a chance with Amber Rose?
No.
She got money. She ain't broke. Like, it's no way he shouldn't even be riding a car with you. He should be an Uber driver.
Ugly. He should be an Uber driver.
Yeah, he ugly as fuck. Like, and he sucked as a rapper. So I don't know how.
21.
I just don't get it. But maybe if you call her up like, bitch, what is you doing?
He looked like that. 21 Savage looked like a cartoon character. He looked like the damn Red Devil on Pop-Up Girls.
He do. He do.
You know who that is?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's what he looked like.
Dr. Evil.
I don't remember the name.
That's what I'm saying. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's who he looked like to me. It's ugly. But what else going on, man? The Tupac movie, man. So I've heard mixed reviews. From every regular person I've heard, they say it's okay. Not good, not bad, just okay.
It's just okay. I've seen
and
it last
you have
night.
Seen it.
I've seen it last night.
With some, without, of course, giving it away. But everybody knows, you know what? Tupac gone. We know his story anyway. It ain't like a spoiler.
Yeah.
So it's a documentary. Everything that he gonna... What you didn't like about it?
What I didn't like about it, they left a lot of just... Man, it was so choppy. Like, they was playing fucking To Live and Die in L.A. when they was talking about his All Eyes on Me soundtrack. You get what I'm saying? Like, so
it didn't match.
It didn't match. You'd be like, that's on you, especially people like you that really know. You're going to be like,
that ain't happening.
You was like, that's on the Mac Velli CD. This ain't on this CD.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He can't be on stage with Drake. Because he didn't like Drake during the Machiavelli CD.
Right.
So how is he on, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Stuff like that really, and I didn't see no iPhone in the movie like everybody was saying. They lied on that. Because everybody was like, he had an iPhone. In Tupac movie, he had no, you know, he had no iPhone. It was just a big ass cell phone.
Yeah. I'm still going to see it or whatever. All I wanted was it to be as good as Straight Outta Compton, and they say it wasn't. But they said it wasn't bad, just not as good as Straight Outta Compton. So I already know I'm going to be disappointed either way.
Well, let me tell you this. My brother said out some key shit. He was like, Straight Outta Compton wasn't that good either. He was just like, it's like the Tupac movie.
Oh, it was some stuff that didn't match.
He said,
some shit that didn't match.
And he was like, he said, they bigged up so much Drake. He said, how y'all gonna have a beef with Eazy and y'all don't play that song Real Motherfucking G's? You didn't even know that. And he sent me the link and I said, damn, why they wasn't in there? You
right.
get what I'm saying? That one's supposed to have been in there. You know why they be. You get
right.
what I'm saying? Like, have you ever heard that song?
Not in a long time.
But have you seen the video?
It's been too long.
Like, it's real. Like you tell me, I'll make you watch it. So
sure,
like, once you send it to somebody, I'm like, damn, they ain't even have nothing. You're like, yeah, that's what originated the beef, but they didn't do all that. You know what I'm saying? So look at Cardi B titties. If you at home right now, people, put your TV on BT Wars. I would like to suck one of those big motherfuckers. She went from stripper to millionaire. I ain't mad at her. But like I said, Tupac movie wasn't bad. I give it a 7.
7 out of 10. I didn't like is how black actors and celebrities shitted on it. It make you not want to see it.
Exactly.
Off stage. You know what I'm saying? Jada, I understand her. She can vouch for it. Yeah, she was close to Tupac.
Yeah.
But these other people who wasn't really cool with him like that. I mean, why? I mean, and she should have kept her mouth closed either way.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? You know why? Because if a white person movie sucks, if Brad Pitt movie, I mean, if Brad Pitt ain't finna go on no radio show just to go out his way to tell you that that Tom Cruise movie was hard.
He ain't gonna do it.
You know what I'm saying? Why you hating? You fucking it up. It's hard enough for us to get movies as it is.
Exactly.
What y'all gonna do when Black Panther come out?
They gonna see that because that's a white man shot.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, ain't that fucked up?
That's fucked up.
And you know I just said some real shit then.
That's exactly true.
So you think Will Smith gonna get on TV and be like, well, I should have been Black Panther. Fuck this shit. The person who's been trying to be Black Panther was Wesley Snipes.
He probably should have been.
He's been trying to be Black Panther since the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You probably didn't know that, but I knew that. I looked it up. He's been trying to be Black Panther since the 90s.
And they ain't pick him.
So you think he's going to get on TV every week?
He should.
He ain't going to do it exactly, but he's not.
Yeah. Fucked up.
But they're going to, because it's white folks, they're going to keep him out. It's going to keep him from getting his next movie with Sylvester Stallone.
We ain't got shit. Yeah, you're right. We ain't got shit.
So the one time we get something, we hating on each other.
She should have just been like, the movie was off. Regardless of however you want to believe, the movie wasn't bad, though. It was not bad by any. Now, people say it sucked. It was not bad.
They say, are we going in and out? I guess. All we can do is keep going. We can't really, it ain't no reset or nothing over here. So hopefully y'all hear more than y'all don't hear. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't do nothing different, you know? Yeah, we can't do anything different. I appreciate y'all letting us know when y'all can't hear us though. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You think the white folks gonna support Black Panther? Because everybody knows it's a black movie.
They're going to go see it. Because it's Marvel.
Man, I mean...
They're going to go see it. They're going to go see it.
Are they going to see it like they're going to see Thor?
Nope.
So it's going to do good, but just
it's
not...
It's going to do good but just because it's a Marvel movie. But not like Spider-Man about to do.
So, let's see. Let's go right... I mean, I'm going to try to remember this. So, Spider-Man got Robert Downey Jr.
Yep.
The Iron Man or whatever.
Yep.
And the white kid to play Spider-Man.
Yep.
So, let's judge these two against each other to see which one... I'm going to see if I can remember.
Are you going to see Black Panther?
Absolutely.
You going to see Spider-Man?
Probably
look good.
Probably so. Or whatever. Let's see. Which one? Are you going to see both of them? You going to see Spider-Man?
Yeah. I meant to go see... what's the name, too? I want to see... You don't like Transformers, but I want to see Transformers, too.
Okay. I don't think I care to see Transformers like that. Let's see. What else can we talk about? We just passed Father's Day.
Yeah, fuck the mothers.
Don't say that, man.
Yeah. Cause they, you know why they say fuck the mothers? Because they say it's
motherfucker.
They'll never say fatherfucker.
So, before we had this show, we had talked about it a good two... Ever since Mother's Day.
Yeah.
We was like, man, we can't wait till Father's Day so we can... Talk about how the mother say, I'm your mother and your father.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So, this year, I don't know if people said too much last year or whatever, but they didn't go with him this year with the whole, I'm your father, I mean, it's my day.
Mothers are scared.
We must talk, but not us personally.
Yeah,
but people must
we
talk
did.
About,
what the fuck you talking about?
Well, I didn't say nothing to them last year, I don't believe.
I did.
You did, personally?
Yeah, they do. They fell suit with me.
Just because you got a mustache and chin hair don't qualify you for Father's Day.
It don't.
So let us have our day.
Thanks.
I mean, you got Mother's Day. You want our day too.
Day.
It ain't. It's bad. We barely get anything other than the big piece of chicken as it is.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Let you have your day. Let us have our day.
Thanks.
Please. You got your own day.
You have plenty more days than a man got.
They make up days for y'all.
Yep. They get Columbus Day, Labor Day, Mother's Day,
they
birthday.
Get they get all them too?
Yeah.
How do women get Columbus Day?
Because it's Columbus Day. You need to wash my car. You found out the world was full of water. Won't you use it? Labor Day, sit at home with your girl on Labor Day and watch you don't have your ass on something later. I promise.
I think people just made a big fuss about it last year. They had to. We ain't even shot y'all the number yet. I appreciate Polo calling right off rip. But call in number is 215-383-5878. We're gonna try to discuss the guys' point system, the girls' category system. We're gonna talk about barbecues in a sec. You know what I'm saying? Summertime. Let's go ahead. Let's get ready to go to that in a second. I know we ain't got a whole much time today because y'all want to watch Power and BET Awards on. Or about to be on in a little bit. So I know we got to be right out here at 7. So, man, yeah, you say you don't watch Power, do you?
Mm-mm. I have never seen not one Power episode in my whole life.
I think Charlie Murphy was on there the other day or something. I seen it trending.
Really?
On there. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I know Charlie Murphy. And he gone.
And BET Awards tonight, Escape coming back, I believe. That's what I was told.
That's the one with Tiny, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they doing the Lifetime Achievement Award for New Edition, my favorite group of all time.
True.
All I'm happy is that they doing it before Bobby Brown died.
Yeah, he's
you know what I'm saying? He made it to make it, you know what I'm saying, before he died. Now, I ain't wishing death on him by any means, but you know what I'm saying?
New Edition was awesome.
Hey, they was, man, for sure.
That's a nice biopic of them. You ain't even watched it.
I still ain't seen it yet.
What? How you been a New Edition fan and ain't watched it?
Man,
that's
long. It's been too, I'm going to still watch it, man. I'm going to have to find a buy it somewhere or something like that.
It's good. It's been a Tupac movie. I mean, no hate, but it is.
Right. All right, man. Let's, I gave a number already. If y'all want to call in and we're going to talk about barbecues and stuff. So if you got any do's and don'ts of barbecues. We finna hit that up in just a second. You got do's and don'ts of barbecues, rating system. I want a female to call in and tell me what's the ultimate goal for a woman. Like, you know, guys, when we I'll get to in a second. Just look at, you know, look on your phone and see what the subject is and get ready to call in and chop it up with us on whatever we got talking about. So, yeah, man, let's go with this barbecues real quick. To have a successful barbecue, what you need to do? It's summertime out here, so, you know, that's what we do in the South.
First of all, to have a successful barbecue, you got to have good music.
Okay.
You got to have, music got to be right. The meat got to be right. The meat, I'm going to say it again, the meat is very, very important. And the sides, everything. You can't have, let me start off. You can't have a good barbecue if you ain't got no liquor. Your barbecue, like, I don't give a fuck if the pit master himself barbecuing. Ain't no liquor over there. That barbecue, man, GL, man, Shaquille barbecue is whack. He ain't had shit to drink. Remember them old check codes?
Check. And what's the one they had now? Check. What's the other one?
Great Value.
Great. Yeah.
Sam's Choice.
Sam's Choice. So you got to have the alcohol first off.
Alcohol.
You
got to
have music. What else? What else you got to have, GL?
And bitches.
And the good old concubines.
Yes, you got to have more female than male. Because you don't want to, it's already enough meat on the grill. We don't need no
sausage.
We don't have no more sausage. We got no sausages on the grill. You need more pussycats in the room.
Okay, I'm just going to shoot a few things at you and just tell me what you think about it.
What the hell? Is that first my time?
Yeah, I was
going to
say something. Okay.
Anywho, you stupid. So, what about kids running around, man? Are we talking about a day? Are we talking about a more day during the day or a nighttime barbecue or one to go into the night? Because it's two different categories.
We talking about one to go into the night.
Okay, so we ain't talking about the one where your grandma had on Memorial Day.
Big grandma old ass at home.
We talking about the one when you having a set
barbecue
or kickback as they call it.
A kickback
barbecue.
Exactly.
That's what we talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, no kids allowed. No kids running in and out the house. So, what I feel about it? Don't have barbecue if you can't afford to have one. If you sitting there counting how many plates am I make, don't have a barbecue.
You're right.
If they all we want you to do is whatever you put on your plate, eat.
Exactly.
Or take it home with you.
Yeah.
Don't throw my food away.
Yeah, man.
Don't do that. But if I can't afford for you to grab a plate or two, you know what I'm saying, then I ain't having it.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? We can't have it. So when it comes to that, that's why I take a head count. So when it comes to that, how mad are you if they bring somebody that you don't know about? Do you get mad about that?
It depends on who brought them. Because sometimes I can't tell if that rock's come. He bring locos with him. it's about who, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's about who you want it to, what we talking about here? So I'm going to have an extra, because usually, every time I barbecue,
it's leftover food.
It's a super, I can't get people to take shit home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, I mean, they take it home and I still got piles of shit that you eat the next day.
Go ahead.
After the second day, you can't eat barbecue no more.
2 days tops on barbecue.
2 days tops.
So, does it make me bougie? Because, like I said, I'm not doing check drinks. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing Great Value drinks. I'm not having weenies, them red hot dogs.
No, I got real
broth. I got to have real hot dogs. So,
yeah.
Is it bad that I ain't going to do that? I mean, the only thing that you'll see cheap at my barbecue is probably the plate. I'll get you some dollar plates. We'll double up on them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'll get some red cups and throw them away.
Yeah.
But
I do cheap drinks. It comes from, I don't know why. If I got hope when he heap of Negroes coming to my house, you got all kind of Sam's Choice you can think of. The ones with the red.
The price ain't that big a difference, though, is it?
Yeah,
because them drinks come on sale easy. Like the 12 packs, they come on sale.
Get 24 packs of Sam's Choice for $2.99. 24.
You're probably right when it comes to that. You're probably right.
24. You get plenty of just whatever.
So
for all of that.
All right. So what can make your barbecue bad? Like what? Like you said, if they if what.
Well, burnt the
okay.
meat.
Okay, when and so the meat can't be burnt. That fucks it all up.
Burnt.
So what ends the barbecue? You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep going a little bit. But what ends the barbecue? When you run out of shit or what? When people too drunk or just because you get to a point where if you the host, you can't even drink for real like that.
Mm-mm.
You gotta make sure ain't nobody stealing. You gotta make sure ain't nobody breaking shit because ain't nobody gonna tell you they knocked the whole drink in your damn TV.
Nope, they ain't gonna say nothing.
So you gotta be aware of what's going on. So you really be ready for everybody to go home at a certain time anyway.
You do.
But before you duck off and somebody fucking in your guest room.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They'll do it.
Yep. I done seen it happen.
They'll do it. Then ducked off. Where'd you yell at? I ain't seen him and Tasha in 20 minutes.
Yep.
Where they go?
I don't know. He in the bathroom stroking.
So let's see. What's your top five items you gotta have at the barbecue?
I only gotta have one.
What?
I gotta have a hot broth.
So you don't just one.
I mean, I
go. What's top five go?
Well, that's my favorite. Five. That's my favorite thing. Is I gotta have that and the beans with the meat. Don't fucking come bring no beans and no meat.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I fucking can't stand it at all. Don't bring no beans. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
The Bush's baked beans with the hamburger meat in it. It got to be that. In a broth. Anything else, I don't care. All about the same to me.
For real? All right. Top five things I got to have at my barbecue. You got to have chicken, number one. You got to have chicken.
I ain't no big chicken fan.
Ribs is I put ribs in there because I personally like ribs. But you don't necessarily got to have it. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, if you do, you get a chance to between pork and beef.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Burgers.
I like burgers.
Go ahead and have buns. Don't have nobody with no damn light bread. And I got baked beans, too, with the meat in it.
Got to have it.
Got to have that. Because you want to get potato salad and all this extra shit. But you want to have as less shit if people going to mess up.
Exactly.
You
got
to have easy stuff. And you can't fuck up hot dogs either or brats. You gotta have brats too.
I got you.
Cause if not, then I don't know what you're doing.
I'm hurt. If I walk to your barbecue and you ain't got no bratwurst in there, it was a failed barbecue to me. I don't give a fuck if you had ribs on that bitch. I'm like, what about was it?
So you gotta have your music. You gotta have the girls there.
Yep.
You gotta have the alcohol.
Gotta have alcohol.
And GL said you gotta have brats.
If you want me to come
I say
out,
most people say you gotta have the chicken.
I ain't gotta have no chicken. That's what I know.
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm different.
You know you black, right? You gotta have chicken.
I don't gotta have chicken.
What about Rotel? You gotta have Rotel?
Hell no. That ain't no real barbecue.
That's not barbecue.
No.
That's just but every kickback have well not everyone.
That's some nigga shit.
what are you, nigga bro?
Nah, I'm a black man. I just went on a cruise. There ain't no nigga.
So man. Well, how much time we got? I guess we need to keep moving. Anybody want to call in and tell us what you gotta have at the barbecue? What
barbecue
some,
next week?
Some of our
it's next week.
Some of our
July.
Some of our white listeners, what y'all gotta have at y'all barbecue? Some what
turkey
y'all,
casserole.
Say some broccoli casserole.
Yeah. what? Why do people don't even know what a Faygo drink is?
A Faygo red pop.
All that good stuff. But. That's just pretty much it on the barbecue. Let's go on to this to next session. We ain't gonna have time to do all three. What time is? Oh, you would do.
Damn, yeah, we got time. We got time. Especially we get some callers to call in. 215-383-5878. Call in and chop it up with us. We ain't heard from y'all in a minute.
I'm gonna have 200 people tomorrow tell me, I'll listen.
And I guarantee for y'all scared, GL is not gonna chop y'all up, man.
No.
He's not gonna talk bad about you. You know what I'm saying? He might try to get your number on the low, but he ain't gonna finna talk bad about you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. What do we need to talk about now? Let me go to my little thing. What else I got going on here? GL, tell him a joke.
Knock knock, motherfucker. Oh, my bad, ain't nobody on the phone. Call in 215-383-5878.
All right, what I do want to know is, you know, somebody, that's a transition, man. I was thinking about what Polo was saying earlier about social media. It just made me think about something, man. You know, one thing, you will never compete for us working men, you'll never compete with somebody can sit on Facebook all day and hot your girl.
You can't beat them.
You can't compete. They sit at, I know people that sit on Facebook and message all day long.
It's the same like the niggas when I go, when I used to go shoot basketball all the time. They either, what y'all doing? If they ain't in the game playing, they on social media on the sideline. Like, don't nobody got no job no more.
I was like, man, you have time all day to message, you know, whoever.
Time
you know
beat money now.
So what now?
Time beat money. You got some time and some drugs, that's going to beat money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just because you, hey, you lose your chick, you got a job, you lose your chick to a dude that's been sitting at home on texting all day.
Yep, and he got a few Percocets.
A few Percocets.
Yep, he got a few Percocets.
But I found that to be true. I've heard it several times. I've seen it, you know, happen to other people. Like, man, like, this dude been texting, this dude been trying to get at this one girl for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Just writing on Facebook all day, every day.
TJ, you was the king of. How, what you want? I'm
just saying I didn't see it happen. I wasn't talking about me personally. I was just saying I've seen it happen.
No, I'm just saying. My boy TJ, the king of fucking, I wrote on Facebook.
Like, how can you, how do you tell your baby, because she going to, your baby mama, because she's going to be there eventually. How do you tell your baby mama, your kids, yeah, I just hired her on Facebook. That's how I met her.
That's a lot of people.
We met, I hit her on Facebook, and, you know, I asked her to Netflix and chill. I brought out the Percocet. I fucking Cosby her ass. You know what I'm saying?
She Cosby him. She's one of them worse.
She copied herself.
Yeah, she copied herself.
She popped the pills on her own.
Mm-hmm.
And you, how do you tell your kid that? Yeah, you know, I wrote her on Facebook, and you know, she's popping pills, and there you go.
They don't.
What's the story? What did you tell?
They gonna make up some shit.
I'll just holler. You gonna make up something? You gonna say, hell, she? Hey, it's more believable that you gotta have a damn pumpkin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Left a damn slipper on the damn stairs.
Mm-hmm. Beep, 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 boo.
Hey, you know that damn song stuck in my head all week. You seen that shit?
Some of
the commercial, the car commercial. Never mind.
Mm-mm.
Never mind. You suck. Never mind. All right, man. Let's go to this point system. I brought it up on my phone so I can remember. That's a Toya Luckett on there. I ain't seen her in so long. She still looks the same too. That's a Toya Luckett. I ain't seen her in a long time.
See, well, she got some titties. She went got some titties done.
Got to stay focused, GL.
Oh, my bad.
Stay focused. So, the point system, man, the guy's point system, we covered it on another show.
Who cares? Talk about
anyway,
it again.
Right. You know, it's the way we rate women, you know what I'm saying? There's certain things that, you know, there's certain things that we look for in a woman, mainly physical.
Titties, ass.
And there's things that doesn't make you more attractive in our eyes. Like, if you got a lot of money, they don't do much for us. I mean, Beyonce could not have a penny, and she'd still be a 9 or a 10, whatever people rate her. That's the first person off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I'm not even a Beyonce fan like that. Sorry, Beehive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if Beyonce stayed in the projects,
she's still a 9 out of 10.
She's still a 9 out of 10. You know what I'm saying?
Oprah will never be 9 out of 10.
Never.
I don't give a fuck if she got $1 trillion.
I mean, we think you can have sex appeal as a woman, but girls, you get points for swag and power, you know,
mm-hmm.
your status, how much money you got. Guys don't care about that. Like,
I don't
care if the girl I talk to ain't got two pennies rubbed together. If she look good and has half a brain, I think we work with the rest.
You ain't gotta have no brain. You just gotta have a brain.
You gotta have half a brain, man.
I don't need none. As long as you can sex right, you can be dumb as fuck. You can be Kelly Bundy. That's all I
you know, but you play, that's a person that's dumb. You know, you got, well, it comes down to if you ever plan on settling down with somebody. I think the truth be told, and we've had debates about this before with girls I've talked to, is I actually ultimately think the guys, we do want a trophy wife.
Yeah.
I think because we really feel like we can do it on our own anyways. We don't expect y'all to help us get to our goals.
Mm-mm.
If you get you a good woman that will help you, that's awesome. But we don't expect it from y'all.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't come. It's not common enough for us to expect that. If every other woman wanted to help you, like Polo said, you know what I'm saying? We would expect that from you. But since
we don't
really expect that. You know what I'm saying? We just like just a nice looking woman on our arm.
Yep.
Just don't fuck my friend.
Yep.
And we straight. You know what I'm saying?
And be nasty to me.
Okay, so man, value. So what? Just tell the audience what is there anything that can bring a woman's value up to guys other than to be more than just what they look like? Nothing to you.
Nothing.
You don't think so, Jim?
Mm-mm, what you think?
Think just a little bit, man.
All I want for you to look good.
That's it.
And
she can't. I mean, she have to do your taxes. That don't give her no points.
No. Person.
She hold down a job.
Okay, you get.
She don't take money out your pocket. That's got to help her, right?
Well, yeah, you ain't taking.
So that's the only thing, right?
You ain't taking none of my money, and you sucking and fucking.
So you get points for bringing money to the household.
That's points.
You get points for being loyal.
You get that's points.
And if you sex good.
And you sex good.
Everything else you can work with.
Everything else, you ain't got to be able to cook. You ain't got to be able to damn near clean. I don't care.
You heard that from GL, right? He just told y'all. I think he's... Hey, fellas, call in and tell us. Hey, say, tell what you need from a woman.
Yeah.
Because GL just told you. He just need loyalty, good sex, and don't take money out of pocket.
Exactly.
You don't got to cook?
Nope.
Hey, fellas, do you need your woman to be able to cook? Do you need to be able to clean your drawers?
Nope. I wash my own clothes. But I can't suck my own wiener.
But you tried when you was 14. You told me about it.
Yep, I did.
No, I'm just kidding, man.
I did. I almost reached that goal.
You too, man. So let's see. That's how our rating system is. What do y'all? How do y'all rate us, men? How y'all women rate us?
It's trying to pick.
She's so damn short.
She is. Look at Queen Latifah, fat ass. That's what set it off.
That's set it off.
Mm-hmm.
Is it set it off for real?
Like, you ain't hear about the set it off part two?
No, you lying.
No, hey, well, Cardi B, Remy Ma, and some more bitches.
Are you serious?
No, I'm lying.
Oh, okay. I was rolling with you. All right, so.
Get off.
You stupid. You stupid. Let's see. I was trying to figure out what I want to say about it because we kind of all over the place.
We is.
It's all good though. Let's move on. I see we don't have support on that subject. So let's move on to the next part of it. Next part is category system. Slash point system. We're gonna do both because I had a conversation with somebody a couple different people because I actually did a little research on this one. Guys, we use the point system, you know, and we just told you what to do to get points. It ain't really much you can do. You know what I'm saying? Because to be real with you, the ultimate goal is those three things that GL said. And number one, important, is sex.
Yeah.
Everything we do is for sex mostly.
Everything you do is for some pussy.
That's why we go to the movies. That's the reason we watch the Tyler Perry movies with y'all we don't want to watch.
Yep.
That's the reason why we cut grass in 100-degree weather.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why we get up in the middle of the night. I sure could eat some... I sure could eat some Waffle House. Fuck it, let's go.
That's the reason why you get up at 3 in the morning to go to get some jerk chicken.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? After she eat, you just hope that she don't go to sleep because you'll be mad.
Yep, that's
why we mad. We got back because we done did all that and you want to eat and go, I'm tired now.
That's why you go sit at their mama house when you know in hell you didn't want to go over there.
All for sex.
Yep.
I'm sorry, that's how we are. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't sugarcoat it. That's how most of us are. You know what I'm saying? Some people just have higher sex drives than others or whatever. I'm just looking at my phone, man. They talking about trading Paul George for to the Cavs, man. I don't know why you're trying to do all that. But anywho, what do women ultimately want from a man?
They mind.
Let's just say. Because I just told you, guys do anything for sex. We do anything. anything.
Drive across the country.
Then done it.
Yep. I have too.
I'm serious.
Me too.
So, all the stuff that we feel like we supposed to be doing is supposed to be, it's ultimately to earn us sex.
Yep.
So what do women want to earn? Because all this cooking and cleaning, this being strong, making you better, all this list of stuff women say they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all do that for? It ain't for your health.
For money.
I asked around, and I got two BS answers, and I finally got somebody to tell me the truth. They said they do it for loyalty, and it didn't matter order. It's just, one I wrote down. They want a man to be loyal to them, and they do it for financial stability, for money. So when you're doing all that fucking and sucking, you want money.
Yeah.
You want to be secure.
Yep.
When you clean it up the house, wash and draw, taking care of kids.
Give me a check.
So whatever.
Give me your
whole fucking check. That's why you're doing it. And I'm so glad she was honest about it, because I was getting some bullshit answers. I said, somebody told me, I said, so all this stuff that you was doing for your fiance, even though y'all didn't make it, you did it. And you wanted everything that you were doing in return. I said, I actually ended the conversation. I said, you full of shit. So you mean to tell me you want him to match everything you're doing? That's not realistic.
She didn't want this.
What if all the shit we do for pussy, which is anything.
Yeah.
What if we want y'all to do all this shit? What if I wanted you to go get some jerk chicken at 3 a.m?
I ain't getting up.
You ain't fucking getting up.
Mm-mm.
You won't even kill the damn spider in the bathroom.
Nope.
So how the hell you want 50-50? You can't even do 50-50.
Guess what? You know the only person that you're getting 50-50 from? I'm going to break it down to you. It's ugly bitches. That's the only way you're going to get 50-50.
If you really want to be happy, and I hate to say it, if you really want to be happy, let somebody overachieve on you.
Exactly.
Somebody who, if you consider yourself an 8,
get you a 4.
Get you a 5. Because you're going to have to be able to look at them. Because even that nigga going to want some pussy. Because that's why he doing it. He going to do half of it for you to be with him, but he going to want some pussy eventually. You laughing, Jim?
Yeah, it's true.
You're going to have to look at him. You probably never suck his dick. But you have to let him. And one day he gonna get you full off of tequila.
Yeah.
And you gonna wake up and he gonna be on you pumping.
Yeah. Hard as he can. Go ahead.
So you might as well, when you wake up, you might as well be looking like, well, damn, I did own some pussy. He been cutting my grass in 112 degree weather for 6 months straight.
Yep.
And went straight from that to scraping ice off my damn windshield with a cup.
Warm.
You know what I'm saying?
Women want that too, though.
They want all that.
Hey. Crank my car and get the ice off the woman. You gotta be at work before me.
So women, tell me what y'all do it for. I was told loyalty. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. So let's go on to categories. Because I learned that we work off a point system. Everything earns you points. The guys, everything we do, we think is earning pussy points.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned I've been debating this for like months. I learned that there's not, girls don't go off the point system. No matter what you do, it really don't earn you no pussy. You can do all that shit, and if she don't want to get no pussy, you ain't get no pussy.
Yeah, I believe.
She gotta do for dick.
Yep.
He don't do shit but dick. That's it. And he can't be demoted from it. With the way we looked at it all wrong, GL. We was on some. We're gonna go over a little bit today. I don't care. We was looking at it all wrong. We looked at it as, if you the dude that has the good personality and you, let's just say you pay bills, that don't earn you the pussy like you think it do.
Mm-hmm.
So we thinking the more bills we pay, the more dependable we are, she going to give me some pussy eventually because I've been doing too much for her.
Yep.
They don't look at it like that.
If she ain't fucked you pretty quick, you ain't getting none.
So, unless you feel sorry for you, something, but what's the chance on that? It ain't gonna work because she got the dick dude already.
Yeah.
So the guy that's full of shit or whatever, and maybe only has one good quality, you know, let's just say he, I don't know, is a bully. Let's just say you feel protected around him and he can fuck. That's gonna trump a million things the other dude do.
The other dude better for you than everything. Your family like him?
It don't matter. It don't matter because he can't never go wrong the good dick dude that you feel protected around, he can't never go below where he is.
Mm-mm. Well, that's all he's doing anyway.
Because that's all you don't set the bar for him, so he can't disappoint you.
That ain't right.
No, it ain't right. But I'm saying that's what it is.
It's true though.
And I'm old as hell, and I just now realized this. I've had multiple conversations with multiple people about the same subject, and I'm just like, why is such still around? You know, he ain't gonna go nowhere because he ain't gonna fuck up bad enough. All right, we got somebody I want to speak on the subject. Caller, what's up? What you want to speak about today?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? This is Jay, man, from Buham.
What's up, Jay? What you got to speak on today, bro?
Oh, never mind. I was going to speak on what you were talking about in the category and point system.
Go ahead and clear it up for us.
Well, I maybe just elaborate a little bit on what you're talking about. You know, it's kind of crazy how women, you know, how many times guys have been in arguments with chicks, and the main thing you do is like, well, I did this and I did that. Well, I paid your bill, I did that. And, you know, the first thing she say, hey, that's what you're supposed to do. And you look crazy because you know what? Like, bitch, I don't have to do a goddamn thing. That's not what I'm supposed to do. I ain't signed up. I'm most times, you know, the chick you knocking off, they ain't your wife, so you didn't sign up for these responsibilities. So mm-hmm. She's like, man, so what did I do it for? I said, for this pussy I'm getting. But that's what you're doing. You know, everybody has assignments. There's certain things that categories, like you're saying, categories that niggas fall in. And, you know, and a lot of chicks are like, well, if I'm giving you pussy, this is the line that you're falling in, and you got to do this right here and that. Like I said, you ain't going to get no extra pussy, no extra nothing. It's just things you're doing. Just keep getting the same pussy that you always getting. So, you know, that's always that the chick out there talking about, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And you're just like, okay, I'm waiting for you to do it. And they never do it because they don't have that. They don't have that nasty trick that they keep talking about. All they're doing is plotting you to keep doing stupid shit like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and getting the ass jerk chicken.
You're right. Usually, after your second time fucking a bitch, shit, you done got every trick you got out of them, man. The first time is a deal breaker, how we fuck. The second time, they usually bring their best trick. After the third time, that's the same old rotten pussy. You're right. I ain't thinking about it like that, my brother.
Yeah, I know, and I keep thinking, I keep looking for this trick that you're talking about, but it never comes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing extra you can do.
Nah, don't, and you know what I'm saying? And then you looking for rewards and stuff like that because, you know, chicks come back to you, and she was like, I guess we do it too, you know, because most niggas don't ask shit for bitches, and they want you to feel grateful for the stuff that you ain't asked them to do for in the first place. Well, I did X, Y, Z, and I cooked, and I like, bitch, I didn't ask you to do none of that. But that's what I did, though, because I looked it out for you, but I didn't ask you to do that. So you can't get credit for something I never asked you to do for anyway. I don't expect that out of you.
I want you to bring your girl so we can both. So that's.
What, Jason, what do you require? Everything you do, I mean, do you want more than just pussy? Is there anything else you need from her?
Is there anything else?
I mean, they bring something to the table, right? They bring stuff. They can help you with your long division or something, right?
Help me with this shit.
Not me. Nah, I took a long division test the other day. The bitch ain't helped me do shit, so no.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I understand. Go ahead.
Nah, you got it. Go ahead.
I was just disappointed. I understand, you know, that's point says, well, you know, that's going to be eventually how much money you putting in and the time in if you never got that pussy before. Because that one nigga that she really want to be with then finally fucked up. And she like, well, you know what? This nigga been doing this. So I'm going to finally go give him some pussy. And that's the only time you really ever get it if you ain't got it before. That's my experience. Oh, and yeah. I was going to talk about the social media thing. I fucked a lot of bitches on accident on Facebook, so... Don't down on social media.
What you mean? Basically, we fucking up the game.
Facebook
or nothing.
While I got you on the line, Jay, be real. Be honest with us. I know you normally 100 when you're on here. How much time do you set aside for social media as far as just strictly hollering at chicks? Like, how much time do you spend on there?
It depends on who runs across my feed or timeline or some chick you forgot about or something. Now this is real talk. I'm accidentally fucked up quite a few chicks who accidentally thought I was the wrong person.
And first of all, how the fuck you add them? They don't. How you adding people that you don't know?
I do that sometimes. She look good. Let me add her.
That's exactly how it happened. I've done it all the time. I've lurking. I've seen the chick out, and then I've seen them in the picture tag with somebody else. I'm gonna add.
Yeah. And this is a true story right here.
Yeah, we in the mind of somebody who's like that, so we can. I appreciate you letting us know what's going on because I just wasn't built that way. So you said that. I do my fair share of stalking on there. I'm not gonna say I don't, but I just don't have the time to, you know, be following up with people like that. Hell, I might start some shit 1 week, and then the next week I done forgot that I done said something to you if you ain't respond fast enough.
Well, honestly, I mean, it depends on me. It's very fast aggressive. It's like rabbit fucking. I get real aggressive with it real fast, and they'll be at the house that day.
Oh, damn. So you don't play no motherfucking game.
No, y'all don't waste time because they gonna forget about you and I'm gonna forget about them too. So, and then I lost it. I meant to myself, but I forgot.
So
you gotta be
strike
honest.
Strike what iron hot.
Always. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? When the pussy little juicy, you gotta go ahead and stick it in there. It's just like, fuck it. I can see it. Don't give her time to think about it. That's everybody. That's rule number one. Never give her time to think about it.
So you just go overkill. Just flood their ass out.
Honestly, I don't go overkill. You know what I'm saying? That ain't in my nature not to do it because, you know, some chicks get turned off about it. Letting them mostly, you know, mainly have the most conversation. Nigga, my number one pickup line is hey. So
okay.
I got more
pussy
than that a little
bit. Okay, right, then,
all right, then. Y'all be good.
All right. All right, caller. Go ahead and speak. What you got to speak on today? Who are we with today?
Hi, this is the Mesmerize.
Mesmerize.
I just actually tuned in and I was listening to a little bit of what Jason was saying. But y'all were saying so much stuff, so just kind of go back over it again.
Which part? The social media part?
I mean, we could talk about the point system, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, we were basically saying that the point system is everything we do is to earn us points. To ultimately, our number one goal we discussed was sex. That's the number one goal.
For a man.
Only thing we really require is loyalty. Don't take money out of our pocket. And what was the other one, Jill?
Fuck the hell out of us.
There you go. And everything we do leads up to that. I really just was honest with myself and everybody else. What we really want is a trophy wife at the end of the day. All the other stuff is bonus.
I don't give a fuck if you cook. I don't give a fuck if you clean. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
So that was all. That's everything we do gets us to that point. When it comes to everything that, you know what I'm saying, we do for women is to get those three things. So
we realized
that women do a category system where, you know, you're just the good dick dude. You're the guy that washed the car. You know what I'm saying? You may have more than one quality, but ultimately you don't lose or gain points if you do anything outside of that thing because they don't expect you to do it anyway. So you really can't go up. You can only, you know what I'm saying?
That's
you,
one.
You can't move. What,
it's
where?
Like a lateral move. It's not... That's what I guess a lot of people don't realize is that it's kind of like a lateral move. I mean, it's not a point system that goes up and down. Like, oh, you know, you did really good with this, so yeah, you get some points, or you did bad with this, so now your points get taken away. Like, it's just not like that. It's like a category.
Right.
So,
let's just say you're doing your thing as a woman or as a girlfriend or whatever it may be. Well, let's just say the good qualities you bring to the table, whether it's cooking or cleaning or homemaker or helping somebody be better, whatever you feel like are your worthy attributes. when you do these things for that man, what are you looking to gain from it? What are you looking to gain?
I can't speak for all females, but for me, I'm looking to gain, you know, someone who can, I don't want to say do the same things that I do, but just someone who has a lot of good qualities about them. Like, I mean, if I'm going to be the best person that I can be, I'm looking for someone to be the best person that they can be.
Okay.
Even if they might have some things may be qualities and some things, you know, may be in a category of, it's not a positive thing, but I'm more so looking for more of the good categories to outweigh the bad categories.
Yeah.
But they're still categories. It's not, yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Let me break it down to be more specific. So, after you've done these said things or whatever,
cooking, cleaning,
whatever it may be, what is it that, for a guy? If we're doing all this shit, there's one thing in particular we will be pissed if we do not receive.
That's some pussy.
So
we do everything for y'all for pussy.
So whenever you doing what you're doing, if the man does not provide what? It's a problem. Is it the loyalty aspect, or is it, does he not take care of you financially? What is it that you are
pissed? I mean, I would definitely say financially.
Okay.
It's more like a stability thing.
Okay.
So it's not just financial, but stability comes in different forms.
Oh, it don't come with money.
not really.
I'm going to tell you why if a man got some money, guess what? He ain't got to be able to do shit else because he can pay somebody else to.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, but you can't pay nobody for no damn common sense, though.
Nope.
So that's why I said money's not the only quality. You can't pay somebody else to gain, you know, common sense. That's a good quality. That's a good characteristic to have. So... I mean, the financial aspect of it, yeah, that's stability, but it's also other things that a guy would have to have. Loyalty, that's a form of stability. So women do these things expecting these things from men, which would be stability.
Women don't care about loyalty. Y'all just care about the money aspect.
Women care about loyalty.
Most women know they're getting cheated on. Long as that nigga bring that check on, they don't
that's a problem. That's a problem. Well, I mean, there are women who do that, but the type of woman that I am, I would expect loyalty.
Okay, so you say loyalty is number one for you over finances, you would say?
Money.
No, not over. I can't say over finances.
Okay, no, I was just trying to
money. I wouldn't say we're finances, but I mean, it's levels to it.
Okay, Mesmerize, anything else you want to ask before we let you go?
Nah, that's really what all I was like. Let me hop in here, and you know, Jason was just saying some other stuff. I'm like, I don't think I agree with that. Didn't even want to call because I know how it is talking to all men. Y'all don't listen.
I'm on your side, baby. Fuck, nigga. Fuck em.
Thank you, Mr. Roger. Have a good one, and thanks for calling in.
All right.
Well, we went over a little bit today. I hope everybody enjoyed. I know y'all trying to watch Power and the BET Awards. Thank y'all for calling in and listening today. Anything else you want to ask before we let them go?
Fuck your men, women. Fuck them. Have sex with them tonight. Have the power go off.
All right. Thank y'all, man. Y'all go ahead and repost this on y'all page and tell everybody you was on the show today.
Bye.
Shit, I forgot to press.